So regarding the, does this increase or decrease my light? Is there a reason if we're conscious of something decreasing our light that we keep choosing it over and over and over?
First, you must become conscious of something in order to change it. Sometimes you're consciously making the same choice that decreased your light, and you recognize it, you know it, and you own it. That is in its perfection. Do not judge yourself. Judgment and guilt decreases the light within the body. It actually creates a block within the energetic nervous system, and it will not facilitate the light within you. So no, if you continue to make a choice that is decreasing your light, own it, be with it. And if you choose to feel guilt, shame, and fear, then it is your choice to continue to bring less light into the world, into your life, and into your body. It is all up to you. Again, it is just being conscious that you are making the choice. And as such, you will continue down whatever pathway you desire. For again, it is an experience. Are we clear with you?
Yes.
So I feel like I'm coming from a little bit of a jaded perspective right now. I hear the words. Intellectually, they sound beautiful to me. I'm very worn out by life. And right now, they just sound like words to me. I feel like I'm so caught in the illusion. I can look out and go, I know this is an illusion, but it sure feels real in this moment. Whether I can consciously go, I know this is an illusion, but it feels so real. So I'm not even sure if I have an exact question, but I am very caught in this illusion that has me very disillusioned.
This is real. This is your reality right here, right now, with all of us present, even as we speak through this body. You are here. You are present. This is your reality. Reality is all about perspective. The perspective in which you experience reality is entirely up to you. Why do the sages, the masters, constantly talk about the capacity to let go of judgment? Because judgment is, in fact, the greatest sorrow that has come to the human feeling body. It is in judgment that one feels pain. That does not mean that what you experienced is not real. The pain is not real. It is very real. You have a feeling body. That is what this experience has given you. This feeling body will give you information. When you feel information, it comes as an emotion. When you feel sadness, when you feel hurt, when you feel lonely, any of these emotions are guidance. Why do you feel that way? In knowing why you feel that way, you can then choose to be a creator and choose a way to move out of it. If you cannot change the situation that you do not perceive you can, then there are two choices. You accept what is, or you change it. That is it. One will continue to feel pain when they do not own this concept. Accept what is or change it. It is entirely up to you. Now, this can go deep into feeling pain for other people, in how they're showing up and how they're treating one another. This moves even deeper into knowing being in pain for another does nothing to heal the situation. Does nothing to increase their light. Yet, owning your light and your power and showing up as such Then you empower the individual to see themselves as greater than their pain. As such, they have an opportunity and a choice to show up, to heal whatever they feel they get to heal, and to move on. Because if we were all wallowing in our pain, we would get nowhere. So as such, the light worker, the healer, the conscious awareness, anyone who sees themselves on this path must become aware. In order to empower another, you must own your light. Being in their pain and sorrow does nothing but build a world of sorrow. Are we clear so far?
Yes.
May we do anything else for you personally?
I'm hearing the question. I think it's just allowing it in at the heart space, rather, because I can really hear you, but it hasn't traveled from here to here yet.
May we help you?
How would you like to do that?
Feet flat on the ground. Hands, palms down, let go of the microphone. Close your eyes. Straighten your spine. Allow yourself to bring your awareness to your shoulders. Consciously allow your shoulders to reach up towards your ears, back towards the back of the chair, and down your spine. The way you hold your physical body is the way you hold the energy and the light within you. Get tall, slightly tuck your chin, feel the length in the back of your neck. Allow yourself to take deep, long breaths. Breathe into the back of your body, the sides of your body. And as you inhale, visualize inhaling light, the color of lightning. In through your mouth. Feel your lungs with that light. Exhale, let it release however you like. Inhale the light as lightning. In through your mouth. Feel your lungs. Exhale, release how you like. Now allow yourself to begin to inhale deeply in through your nose. Imagine the same light moving through the crown of your head all the way down your spine as you inhale. Exhale, let that light extend, expanding from the point of the spine into your entire auric field. Inhaling again, in through the top of your head. Allow that light like lightning to move down through into your physical spine. Exhale, expand it into your entire awareness, out into the field that surrounds you. Keep breathing. Be with it. All energy is called forth by intention. By light, which is the same as seeing, as visualization, as imagination. First, you are awareness, you are intention. Then you move. In your movement, you create vibration. The vibration creates sound, it creates light. As such, utilize what you have within you to connect. The breath, your awareness, your visualization, that is the power that is always yours at every moment. Then the world will not deflate you. You will inflate the world. Are you complete?
Thank you, yes.
Thank you.
Aloha. I've just come from a 3-day convention where I was drawn to this book. It's called The Magic of Energy. And I observed Dr. Pearl sharing this new entity of energy of healing. And Dr. Evan, I can't remember his last name, but he shared about when he was in a coma and he went over to the other side. These things have touched my heart and my life for the past 3 days. Is there something that you need to tell me about this or about myself or what I've experienced for the weekend that will show me my path? And that I can live my light more to help others and to help myself and my family.
All energy is available to all beings. Healing, transformative consciousness, awareness. All this is yours. How one experiences their life purpose, their beingness, is an expression of their love through the light that they give. As you show up as an individual here on this planet, one chooses specific pathways and channels through the process of moving down into this third dimension, through the veils, through the separation. One keeps certain aspects in how they want to show up through their personality, which comes up through a purpose as well. In your purpose, personally, you show up. That is how you live your purpose. Everybody knows when you are here. Everybody feels when you are here. Your beingness is your purpose. We know this sounds broad, but this is in fact the enlightened pathway. It is one that Yeshua walked, Buddha walked, Krishna, Muhammad, Saint Germain, among many others, walked. It was there. Beingness that created the waves and the change of the world. If we were to tell you exactly the steps to go from here to there, you would get in your head. And in getting in your head, you disconnect your heart. When disconnection from the heart takes place, the thread that connects all the dimensions, all the veils, all these illusions of separation become severed and one becomes blind. So as such, when we speak about beingness because it continues to give you an attachment, a connection, a grounding and anchoring to your source, your essence, which is your beingness. And in such, how that comes about physically around you, yes, does have specific processes that are very real, but always move back to your center. In your beingness, you show up. And personally for you, you give. You give and give and give and give and give. You do not give wanting something else. You give because it is whom you are. And because it is whom you are, it is your beingness. As such, know that you are here to give light, to be light, to own your light. And as such, it is that simple. Are we clear?
My mother has Alzheimer's. How can I best help her through her diminished capacity and her transition?
We are here to support you. As you call on many angels and guides, we show up for you. And as we show up, we ask you to keep going. We know you're worn. We know you're tired. But we promise you it will complete itself. Lessons are learned not only through whom is seen as suffering, but through whom watches what they perceive to be the pain and the suffering of another. What we are here for is to support you, and you can call on us at any time to lift the burden from you. You can feel peace for a moment's time, but again, you get to carry it. You are the one. You know this. You've always been the one to carry it. And you've honored yourself by carrying it. And as such, we honor you. Thank you for showing up. And what you get to know is we are here to support you. This is about you. Your mother is experiencing a lapse time and space. It happens at times from those still in the physical body. It happens when people leave the body always, but at times some experience it before the body is complete. This is what is going on. It is the combination of time and space reversing, moving. This is why there will be realizations of life when one is much younger. They experience things in their childhood. They move backwards. People do this at times from their death or from the process of moving on while the body still lives. This is, in fact, what dementia and amnesia and all these things are about, through the losing of memory. She is moving. Her essence, her soul is not all there. It is complete. But there is still life in the body. And it will move. You will know when it is time to go, and you will support her in letting go. For fear, at times, keeps one here. Keep loving her. Bring light in, and she will move where she gets to move, peacefully, honored by your presence, always. Can we do anything else for you?
I've prayed for her, and I just don't like to see her scared and suffering. If you can help her with that. Her name is Mary Lee, and she's very sweet and very loving. If you could help her, that would be lovely.
We'll do all we can to talk with her essence, her soul. As we connect with her, continue to send light. It is the light that will diminish the darkness. Fear is, in essence, the lack of light. It is choice, yet we will connect with her essence, her soul. We will do all that we can as we hold her and you in our essence, in our soul, as we are one. Thank you. Two more questions.
It has been brought to my awareness an ancient wound that has been reappearing in my body. The higher I work to bring my light up and my vibration, the harder it tries to pull me back down into something. I don't know where it's going, what it's doing. It's just there constantly. And I have not been able to find the peace that I need, the peace of what it is to release this energy so that I can step into a higher light and a higher vibration.
All that you're speaking of goes through many, 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 many layers of being. You have done work, yes. And when one digs as deep as you have, when they honor themselves as much as you have, then Source honors them by allowing them to see all things that come up to block them. There are beings on this planet that show up in their light, and there are beings on this planet that show up in their diminished form, not reflecting any light, but taking the light of others, thinking that they can fulfill themselves by others' light. This is not the case, for again, we are all reflections of one another. One cannot possibly take another's light and feel complete. Can someone really take another's light? You have free will. If you so give it, they can take it. No longer are you in a place to let anyone take your light. Are you clear with us? Own it. Do not let them do it, for it is up to you. We are all light. We are all Source. We are all love. But again, it begins with you. Owning it, knowing your light is your reflection. What others pick up on is only what they are missing, because they have not embraced their light from within. So, when you feel this, own it. Let yourself be aware. This is my light. I am light, and I am reflecting light. Then all beings that reflect light will show up to support you, and the light will diminish the darkness, and you will be loved. Lovable and loving. That is your light. Are we clear?
Yes.
Thank you. Keep going. Own it.
Thank you.
I'd like to know what I've been doing exercising, and I was sitting. Doing stretches and exercising and feeling good about everything. But one day I spent all day shredding papers and sitting in a chair, and I strained my back. And I'm just curious, why would I strain my back just sitting? Is it a result of the exercises? Or I do have to breathe a lot of chemicals 24 hours a day, and I was wondering if it was a side effect of that, or what could possibly... Because it feels like a mean trick. To just be sitting there and strain your back.
It feels like a mean trick. To just be sitting there and strain your back.
Oftentimes, this may happen, for they are those freak accidents that when one is consciously moving their body, they are aware of their movement. That is how one avoids injury. But when one is unconsciously doing something, that is how one opens themselves up to injury. Now you know the power of being conscious in all that you do. The unconsciousness is what created the lapse, in what created the pain in the body. If you were to do your stretches unconsciously, the same thing would happen. But when you're in that state, you know you are stretching. You are very conscious of your movement. You do not throw yourself there. But in the paper incident, you are unconscious. You are focused on what you are doing outside of you.
That makes sense.
You are not human being. You are human Thank doing. You. Are we clear? You're welcome. Thank you for coming. It's always our pleasure. Now we are coming to completion. And as we come to completion, we simply wish to leave you with this. All things you choose, you say, you do, are reflections. Reflections of your being. In your beingness, you then allow yourself to connect, to be your purpose, and live it. Do not get too serious. Seriousness brings stiffness to the mind, the body, and it is hard to get through all the stiffness. Have fun. Don't forget to live while you are here. Again, we are all taking each other home. For now, we bid you farewell.